Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Welcome back to it. I'm sitting here doing my American Civil Liberties Union state survey. I'm going to share that with you as soon as there's a time that it works. I'm filling it out. You'll find that a little bit disconcerting. My next guest, Terry Jarrett, former state utility regulator in Missouri and an attorney and consultant in private practice. Terry has a wealth of experience in all aspects of regulatory affairs, including state public service and utility commissions. The Energy Secretary Rick Perry's newly released study of America's electric grid. Wind and solar advocates have criticized the study because it supports an all-of-the-above energy strategy, which puts an increased U.S. reliance on natural gas, and Mr. Jarrett believes that puts us in a security risk situation because too many eggs in one basket, I would say. Terry, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you today.
So glad to have you here. All right. So, I mean, you hear this all the time. That natural gas is going to be the bridge, and natural gas is going to be the thing that we go most with to replace old coal plants and so forth. But you're concerned about this all natural gas approach or too much natural gas. Explain.
Yes, exactly. You know, the fracking revolution in the last few years has really released an abundant supply of natural gas in our country, and so it makes sense that we should natural gas to generate electricity. But the problem is we need fuel diversity for grid reliability, for pricing. If you put all of your eggs in one basket, so to speak, when it comes to these fuel sources, you know, the laws of supply and demand kick in, and the more you demand, that takes down supply and prices rise.
And so for us here in Michigan, I can tell you this, Terry. For those of us living here in Michigan, we don't have to look very far to see evidence of exactly what you're talking about, and that is the province of Ontario. Because in Ontario, they've eliminated all coal-fired power plants, and over the last 3 or 4 years, the electric rates in Ontario have increased on average 350%. By the time it's all over, it'll be about 500% as the pricing of electricity in Ontario skyrockets. And imagine if you're paying $100 3 or 4 years ago for your electric bill, and it's soon to be $500. That has a massive impact on a family.
Absolutely. You know, and that's really happening kind of all over the world. You know, one of the things that has picked up since the new administration has come in is coal exports from our country abroad. And there are a lot of European countries, France, for example, that are starting to import coal now to burn coal because of high prices over in Europe. Because they've shut down, you know, they had shut down so many of their coal plants, and now they're opening them back up, and they're using coal again because of the prices.
But here's what they're going to do, Terry, and you know that Terry Jarrett, a former state utility regulator in the state of Missouri, they're going to be the anti-energy people, because that's really kind of what they are. They're anti-energy because they're anti-coal, they're anti-oil, they're anti-gasoline. And they're going to point and say, look at Harvey. Harvey is the result of global warming and climate change, and it's your fault for driving a car, and it's your fault for having a power plant that burns coal, and so on and so forth, of which there's tenuous evidence at best in many places. So how do you fight back against that narrative?
Well, and you're exactly right, Steve. It's always amazing to me when you look at this. Anytime there's a natural disaster like this that we had throughout history, even before humans were on this planet, you know, that all of a sudden it's because of global warming. But if we have a cold snap in the wintertime that seems to indicate, well, it's not getting as warm as we thought, well, you can't look at weather. You know, you can't look at just one isolated incident. So they try to have it both ways.
They try to have it both ways every day. The fact of the matter is 3 years ago in Michigan, we had the third coldest winter on record. We've had another very cool summer overall here in Michigan. And now we're getting some record flooding in Texas. But you know what? That's how you end up with an average. You have record highs and record lows, and you end up with an average somewhere in the middle. That's the way it's always worked for me. And I'm sorry, I'm slow to panic after all the times they've tried to get me to panic. And so my bigger concern is energy poverty. Energy poverty is a bigger risk for humanity than whether or not it rains or snows, believe it or not, because people that don't have energy don't have refrigeration, don't have proper medical care, don't have proper communication. Am I right or wrong?
Exactly right. You know, the coal, use of coal over the last century, you know, it's been a major source of electric generation, really, has powered the prosperity in the economy of our country. As you said, jobs, it provides us creature comforts that we need to make our lives better. And, you know, folks want to take that away from us. It's going to affect jobs. It's going to affect the economy. And we just need to do everything we can to make sure we have an all-of-the-above strategy where we're using all of our abundant resources here in this country to generate reliable and affordable electricity.
Yeah, see, the problem is much of the information for these people that are anti-energy comes from Facebook and Twitter. And in effect, these people stare at their devices, so really, they are electric sheep. They're electric sheep that are brought along on Facebook and Twitter, demanding an end of energy that runs the very devices that they get their misinformation from.
Yes, how ironic is that? You know, all of these advanced computers and all of the things that we have today take lots and lots of electricity, not only to manufacture it, but also to run and use. So hypocritical is the word that I think of when I think of them.
Yeah, hypocritical. I'm just going to refer to the whole lot of them as electric sheep, because they're just in a herd and then they follow along and they stare at their devices with a little bit of drool in their mouth. Go ahead and give me your get the final word for 20 seconds.
Yeah, Steve, you started. We were talking a little bit about Secretary Perry's report at the Department of Energy. A lot of good common sense recommendations there to assure reliability of our grid and keep our baseload generation like coal and nuclear viable for the foreseeable future.
Well, you know, it's a good start in the conversation, Terry, and you're very informative, and I'd like to have you back because you really seem to know your stuff. Great conversation, and I feel like it's just beginning.
Steve, good to be with you as always. Love your show.
Thank you. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.